Good morning. And how are you? We are most blessed on this, the Feast of the Epiphany, or the Feast of the Three Kings, or the Feast of the Three Wise Men, or the Feast of the Three Magi. It's all the same. And what we want to focus on is the gospel today, which speaks about what they did. They came, were overjoyed, and they did him homage, and they opened their treasures to him. And so, as we come every Sunday, we get to do the same thing. We get to come to Jesus. We get to come to this Mass, and there should be these things, the same with us. We should be overjoyed about coming to church. We should offer God our homage, and then we should give him our treasure. And so those are the things that we need to focus on. First, that you get overjoyed when you think about going to church. Now, a lot of people do not. Most people at this Mass do. But there got to be this joy here that I get to go and Jesus feeds me with his body, blood, soul, and divinity. I get to be with my brothers and my sisters who Jesus died for, and together we come together to worship our God. And so the first thing you got to ask yourself, are you a man or a woman who is overjoyed about coming to church? Huh? Today, we should be overjoyed because Michael Beam is coming into the church today and becoming a Catholic. He has been with us now for many years, but today, joyfully, comes and will receive his confirmation. We'll get his first communion. We're going to bless his marriage. It's going to be a glorious thing. And so he gets to be an example for us about to have joy about that we are Catholic. So the first question is, are you overjoyed about coming to Mass every week? The second thing is, you know, we had our priest's open house this past weekend, and thanks for everybody who helped put that on. But the reality is, when I'm there, I always get into discussions with my brothers. And so I'm always the one it's like, they go crazy over. But my biggest thing with them is I was saying, you know, one of the best things the church could do, because it's a precept of the church, is to get rid of the obligation of Sunday Mass. And everybody looks at me like, And I said, why? And they go, why? And I says, because obligation puts people at church on Sunday who don't want to be there, who don't care about Christ, who don't care about anything, that don't want to go to Mass, but go, why? Because they're afraid of going to hell. It's fire insurance. I don't know anyone who's excited about fire insurance, right? You got to pay all this money. You don't like it, but I go to church so I don't burn in hell. Well, that's no way to live. And if we got rid of the obligation, then the only people that would come here would be the people who want to come here. And that would be an altogether different reality. Because again, most churches you go to, Catholic churches, the people are dead. Nobody told them. They've been there dead forever. They go to church. The Lord be with you. Also with you. Is this over yet? Can't wait to get out. So like for me, one of the best things you could do is, if this is an obligation, stay home. We come here because we want to. The three kings left everything to follow Jesus and to find him, not because they were obligated to, but because they wanted to. So reflect. Are you here because it's an obligation? Or are you here because you love Jesus? Because you want to worship Jesus? Because Jesus gives to you and me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we don't come, think about it, none of the three kings, which we have beautiful three kings over here in our nativity set, none of these three kings came to get anything from Jesus. Jesus couldn't do anything for them. He was just a baby. So it wasn't about them at all. It was all about him, to give him homage. When you and I come to church, are we here to give God homage, to worship him, to thank him? Or are we here, you know why people leave the Catholic Church? We have someone coming in, but when people leave, it's because I wasn't being fed. It's all about me. What do I get when I come to God? Don't ever, ever be that way. When you and I come to give back to God, which is the main reason we have Mass on Sunday, Thanksgiving, to give back to God, to do him homage, to worship him, when we do that, we get more than we ever give. but we don't come to get. We come to give. The three kings left everything to do him homage. Do we do leave everything to do him homage? Or do we come for what we can get from him? One's a selfish reality, and one is a reality of a disciple who comes to worship. Finally, what they did is they opened their treasures and they gave them to Christ. So, first of all, is this what we do? Do you open your treasure to Jesus? Think about what's your treasure. What do you treasure? And you give what you treasure the most to him. Do you give gladly of your resources to him? Do you give gladly of all the things? They took what was most important to them. In them, it was gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And they gave it to Christ, not to get anything back. When we come to Mass, do we come and give him the best of what we have? Because it's an act of worship to him. If not, this isn't one of my feel guilty homilies. In fact, it's the last thing. I don't want any of us to do anything out of guilt, because guilt's again about me. Let us do everything out of love, to be focused on Jesus, to be overjoyed that I get to come to Mass on Sunday, to be overjoyed that I get to do him homage and give thanks to him, and to be overjoyed to give of him my treasure. Because when you and I give him what we treasure the most, we get even more treasures. It's just the way God works. When we're stingy with God, he's stingy with us. When we're generous with God, he's over generous with us. So it's all about us, our attitude, and how that can change so that it all becomes about him and our God, and how we're called to worship. Got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.